Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The Food and Drug Administration.
The Centers for Disease Control.
The Federal Trade Commission.
You see who the evildoers are?
If you don't buy health insurance, you go to jail.
I think the legislation is very fair in this respect.
Am I off the deep end here? What country have I grown up in?
This has been the most transparent administration that we have seen, perhaps in the modern era.
Things that make you go,
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Where's freedom?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty. Here's Robert Scott Bell.
There's something strange in the water.
They're being dubbed Frankenfish.
Frankenfish. Frankenfish.
A new genetically modified super salmon.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Scientists injected Atlantic salmon eggs with a growth hormone gene from a Pacific salmon.
Great. Googly moogly.
Then added genetic material from an ocean pouch.
I wouldn't approve of that.
That don't sound good.
If the FDA decides the new fish is not much different than fish today, it will not require a special label.
How would you like your Frankenfish? You want it raw? You want it cooked? You want it over easy? How about with a side of genetically modified broccoli and some cheese from a cloned cow? That sounds yummy, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, bring the kids. Bring the kids. If you saw this on a menu, right, you're at the restaurant with your family, and say, oh, genetically modified salmon. Yeah, I'll have two, please. And make double for my children. If you were given the choice between genetically modified salmon and natural wild-caught salmon, what would you choose? And if you're like most people, if you're at all like me, you'd probably steer clear from anything labeled genetically modified by man. If, that is, if you were given the choice. My God, we're standing here today and wondering if we're going to have the choice to choose, to know the freedom between food that has been genetically altered and modified by the ignorance and arrogance of man, or whether our government is not even going to allow us to know the difference. Nope, no labeling allowed. Dare you label your salmon free of genetic modifications, caught wild. Will they imprison you for 10 years? What if you were not given the choice, not even given the choice to know whether the food you are eating, whether it be in the grocery store or whether it be in a restaurant, if you're not already growing your own food, which I'd encourage, what if you weren't even given the choice? Welcome. I'm so glad you're with me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. We've got a great show, really lined up some powerful guests as well in this ongoing saga, in the developing understanding that our government is at war with us. It is at war with you. It is at war with me. Yes, and this is where you come, the Robert Scott Bell Show, to learn the truth, find the facts, and then hopefully act accordingly. In this regard, go to robertscottbell.com. If you're not already signed up to receive my email alerts, you can do so. It's free of charge, robertscottbell.com. It is that simple. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, get on the phone lines now, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Would you like the choice? Would you like to know whether your food has been altered by man? Or, no problem. I trust the FDA. They wouldn't do anything to harm us. Right? If it tastes the same and it looks the same, is that good enough for you? Oh, yeah, that salmon looks just like a salmon. Never mind the food coloring they may have added to it, but it looks the same. Well, according to the CEO of Aqua Bounty. What does the CEO of Aqua Bounty have to say? Let's hear this.
How can you say it's indistinguishable, though, when it clearly has a different genetic makeup than an Atlantic salmon?
But it tastes the same, it looks the same, and the biology is exactly the same.
It's genetically modified. It doesn't. It's not the same. How can he say that? Well, he's Aqua Bounty. I dub you the CEO of Aqua Booty, because your brains are in your booty. You're not thinking with them. Of course, your goal is to sell product and is to tell the FDA, convince the FDA, not hard to do with a lot of money, that your stuff, hey, it tastes the same, it looks the same, why should anybody be allowed to label it differently? Science cannot prove that this new gene-spliced salmon is safe for human consumption over a long period of time. That's not new. That's pretty much to be expected. But the FDA is once again using you and me as an experiment. That's right. We're the great experiment. Your kids are now the experiment of genetically modified salmon. We're about to be. And in briefing documents posted before Monday's meeting on this subject, the FDA says the studies conducted by Aqua Bounty show that the gene is safe for the salmon, safe for humans, and safe for the environment. However, Winona Halter, who is the executive director of Food and Water Watch, makes this good point.
We don't see how the FDA can assure that there's no harm based on 4 studies, 3 of which were conducted by the industry.
Why is the government presenting industry data on behalf of the industry? Yes, 3 out of 4 studies say it's good. We're going to quote those studies. And they're done by the industry that is wanting to get approval. And you've got this independent, we're above it all, FDA. We don't take bribes. We don't take money from the Aqua Booty and genetic modifiers. No, no, no. They say it's safe. It must be safe. Yet, as you'll find out later in the show, if you dare link your dietary supplement to scientific facts that show that your dietary supplement has a known, provable, scientifically verifiable health benefit, it's 10 years in the pokey for you. I can't make this stuff up. You simply tell the truth in America about healing and you go to jail. Are we in the Soviet Union? Are we in the United States? Where are the conservatives? Where are the small government conservatives on this one? Are they backing genetically modified salmon? I've got to ask.
The method they used to test the fish was so insensitive that when they looked at 73 fish that they tested, they couldn't detect the growth hormone in any of them. So that means 0 data, and they conclude from that there's no biologically significant difference between the fish in terms of growth hormone level. Well, if you don't have any data, you don't know. And the second hormone that they looked out, again, the fish that they want to sell on the market, they couldn't detect it at all. So when you use insensitive methods and you can't detect anything, you can't conclude that it's safe or there's no problem because you don't know what the differences are.
That was Michael Hansen of Consumers Union making an excellent point that if you use tests that can't detect what you're looking for, you're not going to find it. That is the moment of duh, but it's the moment of genetically modified duh, if there could be such a thing. Unbelievable. Aqua Bounty. They've been at this since 1995, 15 years in the making to get FDA approval. At least they didn't move fast. Is there a financial agenda here? Is there money at stake? Oh, you betcha. Big time. What's in it for the FDA, as usual? Justifying their billion, multi-billion dollar budget by failing at every task that they are undertaking. And there are seemingly countless cases where companies in the past, you may know of some of these, have promised that nothing could possibly go wrong. And then they end up going, oops, sorry, when things went terribly, terribly, disastrously wrong. So how can we be sure? Those of you arguing for genetic modification, I want my salmon with genetically modified organisms in it, please. How are we going to be sure that GM salmon won't one day turn into another large-scale environmental, ecological, and genetic disaster?
Canola plants used to make canola oil were genetically engineered to be resistant to weed killer. The problem, their seeds have now migrated from the company farms, carried by the wind, and perhaps by trucks taking them to market. They're now growing on the roadsides of North Dakota. Scientists worry they may create a hard-to-kill superweed.
You heard about this? Genetic drift. The unintentional consequences. Oops, we're sorry. We modified it to accept so many pesticides, and those seeds just happened to blow over to other farms, and those small family farmers were now illegally utilizing the genetically modified seeds. Not of their fault. They didn't want anything to do with it. And yet the federal government, by and large, has stood by Monsanto's of the world against the small family farmer who merely wants to raise the food as it's been grown, perhaps for generations in their family. And now they become subject to this corporatist rule, this un-American corporatist rule, in violation of fundamental freedoms to grow your own food and to know the difference between that which has been modified by man in a genetic scenario and that which has been on this planet naturally evolving as we work with nature as opposed to violating it throughout history. What if you weren't given the choice to know? We are on that precipice. The number here is 800-259-5791 if you want to be part of the show today. RobertScottBell.com. I've got my dear friend Scott Kennedy's coming up with the Whole Food Update, and boy, does he have some stuff to say on this frankenfish, the genetic modifications, where was the origin point of this, and maybe even what we can do about it. What we can do about it. Also, you think I'm kidding about linking your dietary supplements with scientific verifiable facts and peer-reviewed journal studies? If you did that on the label, if you do it on your website, the federal government wants to put you in jail for 10 years. My dear friend Mike Adams from naturalnews.com, the health ranger, will join me a little later, and we will cover that. And also we'll talk a little bit more about nullification. Nullifynow.com. I'm going to be at the Orlando event, 10-10-10. I've got a few more tickets to give away. If you'd like to be a part of that as well, if you're going to be in Orlando on October 10th, call me now at 800-259-5791. Say thanks to my sponsors, and we've got more on genetic modification abominations with Scott Kennedy from Pharmacy Super Sea Veg coming up next. This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to superseaveg.com and type in the code word free ship to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
You know, I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I could help you with that hump.
What hump?
Oh, Marty Feldman, those of you old enough to remember Young Frankenstein, what hump? What hump? This is what the scientists, this is what the FDA is doing. You're pointing out the obvious. You're pointing out the obvious. By the way, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is the place for health, freedom, and liberty in media on GCN Live every week. Those of you listening through TalkStreamLive, through TalkStreamLive.com, BoldVoices.tv, all of you around the world, thank you for being a part of the United States of Health Talk Radio. What hump? Yes, what hump? Indeed, you're talking about genetic modifications, the alteration of the genetic integrity of food, and there's no difference, according to Aqua Booty. It tastes the same. It looks the same. How you can alter the genes and say it's biologically identical? Oh, man. This is an amazing story here. I'm going to have Scott Kennedy joining me shortly on this issue, but I want you to know the number here, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, to be part of the show today. Salmon from the planet Krypton. I'm going to title it this hour. Salmon from the planet Krypton. If it tastes the same and it looks the same, is it? Genetically modified super salmon coming to a grocery store near you. No labeling required. Frankenfish is the operative word. Aqua Bounty Technologies wants to unleash its freaky fish in the American marketplace with FDA corporatist blessing. And you may be out there saying, oh, I don't see a problem with it. I doubt if you're listening to my show, that's your idea or thought form, but it could be. I'd like to hear from you if it is. And it's bad enough that it's out there, but no other salmon fisheries would even be allowed to label their fish as GMO-free. Do you like that? Do you like that government seeks to prohibit you from making fully informed decisions as to what food you bring to your family's table? And what about, as I mentioned, genetically engineered drift? Yep, they're wanting to feed, this is amazing, they want to feed wild-caught fish to these genetically modified fish. Why don't they just catch those fish and feed us those fish? Unbelievable. Ah, man, does Congress have a magic wand to control the spread of wanton DNA found in salmon eggs? The concept of Congress passing no law that shall we can go there, but now Congress passes unconstitutional laws and outsources the rulemaking regulations to an unelected bureaucratic oligarchy, see the FDA, for instance, in pursuit of a totalitarian food police state. How many violations of freedom of speech can you tolerate? And will Republicans honor freedom of speech when they get back in office? I wonder. Now, the American Academy of Environmental Medicine said that all genetically engineered foods pose substantial health risks, including accelerated aging, infertility, and immune system dysfunction. But, of course, since when did the FDA ever concern itself with environmental toxicity? With that, I'd like to bring up my dear friend for the Whole Food Update, Scott Kennedy. He is from Pharmacy, Super Sea-Vege. Pharmacy is spelled with an F and an S. This is the basic unvitamin that our family utilizes every day, from my kids to us, to get well. But right now, Scott, this is an amazing story. And we've been talking about genetic modified foods for many years on this show. But this, taking it to another level, modifying the salmon, and then they don't want to even let you know that it's there.
Robert, first of all, thanks for having me on again. And without your show, there's a lot of people that would not even know what was really going on. I mean, there's so much propaganda out there that enables these models and promotes some of these scientific breakthroughs. We need a voice like yours to really make sense of it and see through it, because truly the devil is in the details. And it's the details of this thing and the context of this thing that people need to see, and then they can put it in perspective.
Yeah.
You know, trans fats were in our foods for a long time. They've been outlawed in France forever. They weren't labeled as trans fats or that there was anything wrong with them until about 3 years ago, the labeling laws changed, and not because of the FDA, but because of independent scientific proof and scientific agreement that these things were more toxic and turned to rancid plaque faster than butter did. And that, you know, the labeling just changed because something that happened and studies that happened outside our country. It's the same with synthetic vitamins. They were never labeled as something different than the vitamins in our foods.
Yes.
They were just put in there, and the government still. The FTC has a little-known piece of legislation or rule inside all their myriad of regulations that you can't even publicly say that a synthetic vitamin isn't the same as the ones in a banana. It's unbelievable. So this is part of a larger problem that they want you to believe that what they create is the same, and the government and the FDA are all part of that, you know, man can do it better than nature kind of idea. And yeah. I think that's the bigger problem, don't you?
And yeah, absolutely. And Scott, you know, as I've argued over the years on this show for freedom, because I recognize that there's a place for everything on planet Earth. That's why God created this place where it's like, you know, our learning universe. But, you know, the point is not to violate the rights of anybody, right? Life, liberty, property, anything. And, of course, to modify genetic integrity and then unleash it on the planet, on Americans, without even having us the opportunity to say no, much less really having protections against it getting out and causing disruption in the larger ecology, that is a fundamental violation of our right to life, liberty, and property.
Yeah, that lack of knowledge, you know, and that's why I say about your show, knowledge is power, and you provide that to people. But it's exactly what they don't want to tell us. They don't want to empower us. They want to make decisions for us based on that that underlying principle that they can do things better than nature. So, I mean, without shows like yours and people and activists and like Mr. Emord, who's the best
Jonathan,
lawyer,
yeah.
I think he should run for president in the future, we're never going to know. We're just going to get sicker and sicker, and we're going to need them more and more in their drugs. So these long-term studies, and when you talk about long-term studies, there's 120 carcinogens in your air, water, and food today that are listed on the CDC website. And the long-term studies, you know, the carcinogenesis, the genesis of cancer, takes so long that you can't pinpoint which carcinogen did that. And they love that because you can't find responsibility for your cancer. But so they're doing the same thing with the GMO foods, not only the plants but now the fish, and they don't want you to be able to tell the connection between the GMO foods. So there's no study on long-term GMO foods, is there?
No,
because
no.
It just started.
No,
but
absolutely.
If you look at the history of these people getting in your genes, then you'll know, hey, I need to stay away from it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I linked on my Facebook page there as well. I'll have it linked up eventually on the robertscottbell.com website. In the report that was the FDA report, it found low glucose levels and high incidences of jaw erosion, focal inflammation, and insulin-like growth factor, IGF-1, in the Aqua Advantage salmon, but concluded, giving no evidence for its conclusion, they're not caused by the genetic engineering. And if they were studying a supplement, it would be pulled before it ever got the light of day.
That's amazing. And those are the studies they look away. You know, a year ago, they looked at farm-raised salmon next to wild salmon, and they found that the farm-raised salmon were more toxic.
Yes.
They were using hormones in the water, pesticides, a number of things. The farm-raised salmon were already more toxic before they were GMO. And that's why my scientific advisor in our company and my friend of 10 years, Dr. Kron, is in the aquafeed business. He believes feeding seaweed to salmon, a blend of seaweeds like I do in my business with humans, which is my primary point of interest, makes these salmon grow fast and natural and healthy. And he also says that the fish do taste different.
Yeah, they
but
do.
Over in Europe,
Scott,
there's upswelling.
Hold on. I want to go back to the lower levels of the food chain when we come back from this break so we can remove the toxicity, get all the nutrition we need, and if we're subsisting on higher life forms like the salmon that are not genetically modified, how it will help us. Stay with the Robert Scott Bell Show.
10 years. A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, later on, we'll be hearing again from my dear friend Mike Adams from Natural News. We'll be talking about Congress's attempt to imprison you if you dare to mention that your supplements can help people to get well and that you have scientific validity and verification. Especially, they want you gone. We've got more on that right now. Scott Kennedy continues with me on the story of salmon from the planet Krypton. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show at robertscottbell.com. You can call up right now at 800-259-5791. Asked by a committee if the genetic unknowns could create unanticipated events, this is now in the FDA thing we're covering on the salmon, Jeff Jones, a veterinarian presenter at the hearing, said the changes were not subject to the hormone feedback system in the fish and that the relocated genetic construct currently abuts something that can't be read. They don't even know. They admit it. Yet they would never allow a supplement out on the market that could actually, we don't know what it does. We got to come after that because it could be dangerous. A supplement, not genetic modifications. Also, Aqua Bounty itself is looking at genetically modified trout. According to its own prospectus, has conducted trials on catfish and up to 6 other species of fish, including tilapia and cod, viewed by biotech companies as ripe for genetic modification. It doesn't stop with salmon. Scott Kennedy, do you remember the island of Dr. Moreau?
Oh, my God. That's wasn't on the waterfront. I'm forgetting his name. You know, he was the actor in that, and it was just scary. And that's the world we live in, genetic modification. And your genes are being modified right now. It's not just the fish. We've been genetically modified since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. And so in the beginning it was pesticides. That's where the Zyklon B that killed the Jews, women, and children. That was a pesticide, cyanide, and IG Farben, which is now a Bayer. And then it went to drugs and hormones for animals, for farm animals. And then it got the preservatives in the food to bring these plants to you that were powerful. Then they did NPK. And now we got empty plants and depleted soil. And then the drugs came in because we're getting sick from all this stuff that they're feeding us and the air and the water and the depleted food. And now they're going to genetically engineer us. And the real breakthrough is what I ranted about last week. And thank you for allowing that, Robert, was the big breakthrough of genetic engineering now is we know if you have that gene, let's remove your ovaries and cut your breasts off even mm-hmm. though you don't have cancer.
Right.
And that's the height of where we are. And so we need to stay away from them, and we need to be aware of that, or we need to strengthen our bodies, and that's the business I'm in. I'm in the business of strengthening your DNA like the Japanese do, and I knew a long time ago that was the only way out of this mess because when they separated church and state, this country's gone off the deep end, that's for sure.
Well, you know, and I want to separate medicine and state, separate supplements and state, because when the state gets involved, it really literally destroys it on behalf of the corporatists' interests, those who pay the most, who lobby the most. And this is the case with genetic modification, that they're literally trying to sell us another false bill of goods, but a dangerous one. And you went through the history pretty quickly there, but very accurately, that we have been sold this concept that, oh, unless we continue to advance with science, we will not be able to feed the world. Yet we could feed the world nutritionally with some of the base level foods on planet Earth, especially the seaweeds.
Yeah, and I don't want to make this a commercial for seaweed, but seaweed could feed the world twice every year. It is the most sustainable resource in the world. It's relatively untouched by man. And the oceans are huge, and it's safe, and then it's tested before it comes in. But you know, look at the technological advances. Just use your common sense, which apparently isn't so common in this country. But every breakthrough is turned into some kind of twisted mess. I mean, they created synthetic fertilizers, and the next thing we know, we have absent plants with nothing in them. They create, they find about vitamins, and then they create synthetics. They find out about propulsion, and we go to the moon, which I'm not sure what we got from that other than Tang. they created engines, and now we've got what some people believe to be global warming and low lung capacity from in L.A. if you live over there. But
well, let's increase the lung capacity in the next segment, increasing your capacity to listen to the truth and the facts as we cover them here every week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com, link to everything there, as well as my show notes you would have gotten had you been signed up for my email alerts. Go there. Do it now. Oh, boy, I've got a great testimonial email coming up after this. Getting well, listen to this. Coming right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got a few tickets remaining for the Nullify Now Tour. Nullification, nullifynow.com in Orlando, 10-10-10. I'll have some information. I've got it linked in my show notes as well for today at robertscottbell.com under my section there. And thanks to Scott Kennedy and Super C-Veg. He's helped to make that possible. We'll be there. I'll be there speaking. And I encourage you all to make your way to Orlando for that. Tom Woods will be there, also former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, talking about some very practical solutions to the insanity, the genetically modified insanity of the federal government, and how we can bring back those rights back where they belong, to the states and to you and to me and to all of us, to our kids as well. And that's why we're talking about this genetic modification scenario and the danger that it poses. And it is not necessary to feed the world through genetic modifications. It is necessary only for those companies to make inordinate, ridiculously large profits based on false information, dangerous information, and then they prohibit you, by their lobbying of the government and the regulators themselves, they prohibit you from knowing so that you can make an informed choice, an informed decision as to whether you want to consume their product. You want to bring the product out? You know, it is even questionable today because of the genetic drift. We've already seen that with Monsanto. If you'd like to be a part of the show, it's 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And also, my dear friend Scott Kennedy returns one more segment here from Super C-Veg. He's at 800-893-8344, 800-893-8344. And, Scott, this question of going back to the basics here and seaweed, and there are other plants, basically, that are the prime areas of life that all life depends upon and then grows from. We got to go back there because it's the easiest to assimilate, is it not?
That's right, Robert. You know, if we weren't in some very, very trying times, and as far as I'm concerned, you know, the end times, we wouldn't be talking about eating seaweed in this land of plenty. I mean, this country is so rich, and it has been so rich in the past. We wouldn't be talking about seaweed, but there's something wrong with that equation. And so, you know, we need to learn to turn to the sea and turn away from those things that would corrupt our DNA, which are carcinogens, and those things that would build our DNA. Now, the Japanese, as I always say, they smoke 56% of the men smoke, more smoking than any other country in the world. They have the lowest lung cancer. They do not quit smoking. America's at 20% right now. It's leveled out. Japanese don't quit smoking. They build their DNA, and that's the business I'm in. And, you know, Einstein said something that reminds me of what you do. Intellectuals solve problems, but geniuses prevent them. And that's really what we're trying to do. We can't solve the problems that are created by the arrogance of man, but we can prevent them by realizing who the superbug is.
Exactly right. Listen, I get letters and emails from time to time from people that I have helped and even that you have helped as well, because you've done so much over the years. And I really wholeheartedly believe if it weren't for seaweed and years ago, we've talked about this on the air, that was an essential part of my recovery. I got an email here from Beth Ann. You know who you are, a longtime listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show. She says, I just had to share something with you. My husband and I have been taking your sea veg faithfully since February, about 8 months now, and she says, I'm the one, I won't go through that. Anyway, my husband just had a blood panel done. Our doctor is totally into natural healing, and she will only write prescriptions in dire situations. She called yesterday with his results and said, Mike's panel is perfect. I'm shocked, because men of his age, he's about 58, usually have some kind of issue with inflammation or plaque or cholesterol or something, but he's in perfect health with the exception of needing a little HGH. According to this letter, whatever you're giving him, don't stop because it's working. And that was the doctor writing back to Beth Ann about her husband. And as she told her doctor then all about the sea veg, and turned her on to superseaveg.com. And she was so excited that she had her secretary look it up and order for her and her dog right then and there. This is the stuff that is the real stuff, the real healing that takes place. My audience experiences it. The people that are touched by you, Scott, are experiencing it. And I can't say thank you enough for providing something so essential. And I cannot state that more emphatically.
Well, Beth Ann is amazing, but she's an example of what I've heard for years. That's what keeps me going. If 1,000 people laugh at me, and I've been laughed at in the 80s and 90s, you know, seaweed stuff and all that, I'm still laughed at by men. But 9 out of 10 of my customers are women. They're getting better. They give it to their husbands and their kids, and everything changes very rapidly. It is the magic pill as far as I'm concerned. And I'm not bragging, because it's been a battle. I mean, it's a personal mission. It's been a curse. I can't even begin to tell you what it's cost me. But what Beth Ann is telling you in that testimonial is what I hear all the time. In fact, I haven't been sick since 91. I have no health insurance. I have an accident policy, and I can't even get sick as hard as I try. I have nothing to complain about.
You know what? You raise another element of this, and I'm going to go into that next segment. And, Scott Kennedy, I hope everybody would take advantage of the Super Sea Veg offer that you have there. Free shipping for my listeners. Just enter RSB for Robert Scott Bell at 800-893-8344. If you call, or SuperSeaVeg.com. And also, Prozac for menopause or menstrual difficulties or PMS. I've got something to say about that, and I'm going to do so after this break. Thank you, Scott Kennedy. Coming right back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
All right, rocking the health world like nowhere else in media. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and liberty. As I mentioned, a few tickets left that I have actually to give away for the Orlando event coming up. So if you have not yet done so, you're a friend of mine on Facebook, put in a request. We'll see if we can get them to you before the event on 10-10-10. We've got a lot more to cover on the genetic modification. Also, we've got, who else we got? Mike Adams coming up a little later, and we're going to be talking about the attempt by Congress to criminalize the truth. Yeah, criminalize the facts and the truth. This is not, this is Orwell come to life here in America. It's not the United States of America. It's the Soviet Union. It didn't die. It just kind of hopped over, buried under, whatever. It came up in Washington, D.C. This is really astonishing. Absolutely astonishing to me that this has happened. And then we got genetic modifications that D.C. Proponents are defending. Genetically modified pork! Get those oinkers out and ready, genetic modification! The EnviroPig, a trademark pig that has been genetically modified to excrete less polluting phosphorus in its feces. So where's all that phosphorus going to go if it's not going to leave the body? And you're going to eat it? Okay, have some more pesticides with your, and synthetic phosphorus with your, you just turn into a human bomb. Unbelievable. Researchers in Canada. Canada, you are not the you know, the great environmental group that you claim to be if you're supporting that. Genetically modified chickens capable of laying eggs containing proteins needed to make cancer-fighting drugs have been created by Scottish scientists. It's happening in Scotland. And the goat. Did you hear about this? Spider goat? Spider goat does whatever a spider goat does. Yes, it's spinning a web protein, paving the way for silk to be farmed from goats. Goat silk. It's a little gamey, but that's what they're doing. GM goats also been raised to produce human breast milk and to deliver a special protein for people whose blood cannot flow smoothly. And then the glowfish. Oh, don't get me started on the glowfish. That's not good enough that nature, God, already created glowfish. We got to genetically modify them like glow sticks. Break them in half and they glow. Oh, lovely. Old MacDonald had a farm. GMO. And now, women, ladies, my lady listeners, I love you. British researchers have discovered that commonly prescribed, there's a pill already approved by FDA. It can block the changes in the body that cause the symptom of the debilitating condition which affects 3/4 of women. All right, premenstrual syndrome, PMS. And you know what they want to give you? Remember, there was this idea of hysteria, that you were hysterical, and that we need to give you a hysterectomy. We need to remove that which makes you special, ladies, to bring you back in line. And now, modern medical man has done it without surgery. Guess what? You are now in line for PMS to receive vitamin P. No, it's not really a vitamin. It's Prozac, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drug that has been used so successfully at inducing suicidal behaviors, sometimes homicidal behaviors. Every one of those kids were on some form of a psychiatric drug that ended up shooting up schools and other things. Releasing your inhibitions to do what? It's not bad enough if you do have endocrine imbalances. You know? They say, well, Prozac's already been tested. Should be much more quickly available to you. You got PMS? Give you some Prozac. Dr. Thelma Lovick. Thelma, if you're a lady, you led this research at the University of Birmingham. A lot of women have it, and a lot of men are on the receiving end of it. Oh, that's an excuse to drug women with Prozac for PMS. She continues, some women really suffer and their families suffer as a result. No, I know that's true. The solution could be as simple as taking a pill for a few days towards the end of your menstrual cycle. Oh, my gosh. You know, the women that really, and you've heard this, women that have used PMS as a excuse or explanation or why they've gone homicidal and done some horrible things. Yet we already have the evidence on selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drugs. And it releasing these inhibitions even more so that they're more likely to become violent. So what do we do? What can you do? Well, for one, I think Jonathan should have this over at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. He has an herbal supplement called Dr. Christopher's Hormonal Changes. Dr. Christopher's Hormonal Changes to help normalize that. But remember, these endocrine-disrupting pesticides, plastifiers, plastics as such, these things are happening in younger and younger little girls and little boys, creating puberty at younger and younger ages. It is not a mystery to me, nor should it be a mystery to you, why we're having these aberrant endocrine-disruptive behaviors. The pesticides are destroying the enzymes in the hormones, the plastifiers, estrogen-mimicking compounds all over the environment. But yet it's approved by the FDA. Hooray, FDA, the Fear and Death Administration has your back. And your ovaries and your uterus. And what else are they going to take? Scott Kennedy mentioned that they'll take your breasts off even if you don't have breast cancer now because you may have a gene that predisposes you. Of course, genetic expression due to the environment, epigenetics, they don't ever talk about that. The fact that your environment has much bigger role to play than whatever you were born with, per se, as you go through it. In fact, there's even news. Oh, hold the phone. There's even news that they're now acknowledging that what mom ate before being pregnant and while being pregnant may affect you ladies being born and even the grandkids. Not news here, if you've been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, but evidently they're scratching their heads going, gee, we never considered that what mom eats matters. What mom eats? What about what dad eats? You want higher sperm counts and sperm motility? Have you gone organic yet? If not, what are you waiting for? Are you growing your own food yet? We are on the precipice of economic collapse. There are stories now out that say it wasn't only the dollar that was in trouble, but the euro almost collapsed. And their solution was to print more euros. Go to the International Monetary Fund and get more dollars. We, the Americans, in some strange sort of way, hold the most stock in the IMF. Not that you or I will ever see any benefit to that. But the fact of the matter is, we're dealing with deficiency diseases. A deficiency of common sense, of which we have in abundance here. On the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. Go to robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to Nordic Naturals, my sponsor, as well as Sovereign Silver, Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, and, of course, Scott Kennedy at Pharmacy Super C-Veg. We're coming right back with Mike Adams. We're going to talk about they want to put you in jail if you say the truth. Uh-oh, big trouble. Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.